about 9:15 this morning that we caught this alert from Southern Utah University that there has been an unconfirmed report of an active shooter on the SUU campus in Cedar City. Didn't have a lot of details at that time, but the Cedar City Police Department since then notifying us that they're aware, they're en route. I'm sure they're there by now. Local law enforcement was en route, according to SUU, at 9:15 this morning. But SUU stating that they're not aware of any suspect that's in custody. But Dave, you brought up an excellent point that it was 1 year ago this week that SUU received a threatening type of phone call.
Yes, and it was a hoax. It was a prank call, or for whatever reason, it was a fake active shooter scenario. Again, we don't know if that is the case right now, but it wasn't long ago, shortly before last year's incidents, that the FBI released a statement and said that they believe that many of these prank, fake active shooter calls are coming from outside the country.
I also want to note that Cedar City School District has put all of its schools on lockdown. They have locked the students inside the building to keep them safe just in case. They said it was due to police activity in the area. Kind of drawing some conclusions there that it's connected to what is going on at SUU. SUU taking similar action, immediately putting all facilities on lockdown and also warning students or faculty who aren't currently on campus to just stay away as they try to figure out what's going on there. We, of course, will keep you up to date. Our team of reporters and producers, as you can tell, have been working feverishly in the newsroom to bring us the latest information. The moment we have a breaking development on this, we will be you'll be the first to know.
Salt Lake City 2034, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
This has been just an intense news week. And on top of it, the International Olympic Committee, it's the cherry on top, the International Olympic Committee has members of the committee here in Utah kind of trying to put a fine point on our bid to bring the games back to Utah in 2034. I want to get the Utah Transit Authority into this conversation, Dave, because I really want to know what their plan is, what their big picture plan is for expanding tracks and maybe front runner before then.
And how radically things have changed from the 2002 Olympics to what it will look like in 2034, because right now there have been massive changes. We didn't have Frontrunner. We didn't have Frontrunner before. So that came, I think, about 6 years later. That's a game changer. Joining us right now is
Jay Fox.
Jay,
all right, it's you. Welcome back to the show.
There you are. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I remember in 02, we just didn't have this many tracks lines as we do now. So let's just start with that. I know we have a lot more of added. We can get to the airport. We can get to West Valley City. We can get all the way out to Daybreak, which was just, I don't know, Daybreak was probably more of a dust bowl back then than it is what it is now. But what's in the plans for 2034 with tracks and Front Runner?
Well, you know, actually, when you compare it out, when you look at our map that we're looking at, actually for 2030 versus 2002, we had about 12 miles of track. Between Front Runner and all the lines we have now, we got 125 miles
wow.
of track. So,
that's huge.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. So, yeah, we're obviously going to leverage the system we already have. We're going to have another line on tracks, the orange line, I actually talked about that last time we spoke. That's going to go from the airport all the way up to the university, and it's good. That redesign is also going to take away three of five choke points for us and reduce delays on the line. So that's a really cool addition, and as well as 40 new light rail cars that will make our system fully accessible, because it's not just the Olympics that are coming, but it's the Paralympics as well.
I know there's a lot of federal money available. Does this announcement or does the Olympics change any of that equation for you?
You know, I was asked that question yesterday, and I all I can say is maybe. But at the same time, we're on the three major projects we have. One is Front Runner, double tracking, which is in the president's budget right now. We have our Mid Valley Express, which is going to connect Murray and the in one of the facilities, which is the Maverick Center Bus Rapid Transit. We're expecting a grant agreement on that in August. And then what I was just talking about, the future light rail work in Salt Lake County, those rail cars are half of that value of the project. So it reduces, you know, how much we need for that. And I would imagine that there's going to be a prioritized project by both the federal government and the state.
Can you paint a little bit of a picture for me what the bus rapid transit looks like? Because I saw some of the new plans that would connect Utah County with all the way up to Snow Basin with a little hop with a bus rapid transit. What does that look like?
Well, the three bus lines that are front and center in our strategic plan right now, or our long range plan right now, and I say that those are all going to be prioritized for 2030 to 34. The Mid Valley Express, which again connects that Maverick Center, goes through Taylorsville, connects to the Murray Central. The other one is 56 West, which gives us an express bus line from the airport, actually all the way down to Harriman. So that gives a nice, you know, route for people to come in and connect into all venues across the region. And then we're going to have a Salt Lake connector, which is going to bring Farmington connected into the university as well. So those are the hot ones. And the ones that we are anticipating funding for, you know, beyond that, to your point, Dave, you know, as we see what additional federal funds might be available to support the Olympics, you know, we'll be able to move some projects even more forward. But one thing I shared yesterday was what we have right now is happening irregardless of the Olympics. Mm. And that's a really cool thing because it's going to help people for years to come at the same time that it's going to make the games that much more successful for us.
Jay Fox, thanks for joining us, Executive Director at UTA.
I want to get back to our developing story out of Southern Utah University. Just getting this new notification update from SUU. They said they reiterating that they got the suspicious phone call earlier regarding the possibility of an active shooter on the campus in Cedar City. They are also now issuing a suspect description. They said, please be aware of a suspect fitting the description of a white male with a black hat, black shades, green t-shirt, long hair, blue jeans, in the age range of 20 to 25 years old. So there seems to be more to this than just the suspicious phone call we've been reporting about and the fact that the school has done the right thing, obviously, for security and gone on lockdown. But they're now issuing this suspect description of a white male with a black hat, black shades, very specific, green t-shirt, long hair, wearing blue jeans, 20 to 25 years of age. Facilities are all on lockdown or to be on lockdown. If they're on campus, they're safe, you know, to those who are on campus, follow lockdown procedures. If you are not on campus, so if you have a loved one going to SUU, whether they work there or they attend school there, let them know to just stay away.
And wait for the all clear from college officials or local authorities. They say in their latest X post, you will be contacted via email, text, and updates on this website and social media as more information is available.
We're getting a lot of our information. Just if you have somebody who goes to school down there and you want to keep an eye on it from your own home or your own phone off of social media, they seem to be posting this information quite rapidly, keeping the public informed. Very smart, very safe move. Also, the Cedar City School District jumping into action as well to protect the younger kids in that area in the high school and also the elementary schools, alerting parents and everybody. And of course, we've been alerting you as well. We've got the information here that they have also implemented lockdown procedures at all of their public schools in that area as a precaution, saying that, you know, essentially they're reacting to an incident, a police incident in the area. So as a precaution, they're keeping all of the kids safe in the classrooms and saying they won't be allowed to leave campus. People won't be allowed to come to campus down there. So, you know, Cedar City, not a huge town, but certainly a hub of activity today. And we're certainly hoping that whoever the suspect turns out to be, that and whatever their mission was, that it's unsuccessful, and that police are going to be able to apprehend this person and bring them in for some questioning. My goodness. Cedar City, all schools down there on lockdown. SUU saying that there is now a description of somebody that they've put out and issued. We're going to continue to track this story.